Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Q-Raiders Project. This is Q-Raiders coming at you once again. And I have a very, very special guest today. I'm going to go into the interview as soon as possible because there's a lot to talk about. I haven't talked to her in a while. It's Brenda Lamberti, fellow Boricua. Super talented actress, comedian. She's been everywhere, especially if you have not checked it out, you have to check her out. It's a video called Así Hablamos Los Boricuas. That's how Boricuas, that's what we talk like. And, you know, that video, you know, a lot of people have seen, especially Puerto Ricans. So I want to bring her on and talk about life and all of that. And, hey, Brenda.
Hey.
Are you on the
what's
line?
What's going on? I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Man, so long no speak.
I know.
What's been going on? How's life?
We only text, so we haven't heard our voices except on video.
Exactly. Just
good.
text and watching. I see a lot of those Boricuas. I like to go and watch the comments and see what people are talking about.
Yeah, I know. Well, you also did a whole bunch of different other series, so people have to check them out. We have to see both of us in action on screen.
Oh, yeah. ¿Dónde está Samor?
I know. Oh, my God. I still watch those videos. They're so funny.
Yeah, I've been thinking about putting them all into one episode. I think they may fit, you know what I mean, because they're little clips. But people just have to check it out.
I honestly think they will make a really cool, like little half hour show. To be honest, a little sitcom.
If people don't know what we're talking about, you have to go to Multivision, go to YouTube, put Multivision Network, and you're gonna be able to see what we're talking about, all these sketches or whatever. But tell us, where are you and what's going on where you're at?
Well, let's see. So I left LA in the end of 2014 because we had my family has gone through something really bad. My mom had a pretty massive stroke. And so I kind of left my world to go take care of my mom. Unfortunately, the stroke has kind of left her in pretty bad shape, so she needs 24/7 care. And I've been doing a lot of that for the past 2 years and, 3 months. But I've sort of, after maybe taking care of her full-time for 7 months, even my family was like, you need to get out of the house. Do something that you love. And I started doing some comedy. At the time I was in Florida. I actually, my family lived in Orlando, so I actually landed in Florida. It actually went really well for me. I started featuring, so I was doing about a half hour set, which is pretty good, considering that in LA, hardly any comedian gets to do feature work, you know. Most of the shows, as you know, in LA or California are set as showcases, so each comedian has about, 10 minutes, you know. And unless you're pretty famous, then you get to headline. But that was a really cool thing.
And then you get
to
bump other people. When you're famous, you get to bump other people and just show up, and then you waited, 2 hours to go on for your 5 minutes, and you wouldn't even get that. But anyway, go ahead.
You don't know how many times I waited for my set watching one of the Wayans brothers do 45 minutes before I went up and go, okay. Well, that happens a lot, and it was really refreshing and challenging because the Orlando comedy scene was very small compared to the LA scene. And what that does, actually, as a comedian, it makes you write more and get better because your peers are watching you. And they're watching you all the time to the point where they learn your set. They know what you're doing. So you push yourself to write so they can, you know, sort of like you're all cheering for each other. It's, you know, it's not a judgy atmosphere as it is. It was very, very supportive. And it was great for me. I got a lot of opportunities also because a lot of the women who were doing comedy at the time had gone to Chicago or LA. They've moved to a different state thinking, you know, they were going to get more work over there. And of course you always want to end up in LA, you know, that's where the Mecca is. So, but it kind of gave me more opportunities because they were thirsty for female comedians. And it was really great. I got to feature a lot and get paid. And then my family, they love the San Francisco area. My nephew, actually, he edited the second, he did the camera and edited the second video, Así Hablan Las Boricuas. You know, I did part two, which is also on your network, Así Amamos Las Boricuas. And he just graduated from film school up here, but he's been doing amazing work. His name is Joshua Lamberty, and he is one of the main guys right now up here doing virtual editing and filming and all that. So he has been traveling all over the world at the tender age of, 22 years old. It's insane.
Must
doing
be
what
nice.
I always wanted to do. Must be nice, right? But you know what? He needs to enjoy it, and he's a hard worker, so I'm very proud of him. And it's a great talent to have in the family because, hey, I'm the actress, he's the film guy, why not? You know, we can do some great stuff in the future. So my life has brought me up to the Bay Area in California, so up north near San Francisco. We're in the wine country. So I am still doing some comedy. Mostly I'm still taking care of my mother. I'm writing and just getting ready because I know something big is going to come up pretty soon.
Yes, no, that's the key, I think, is if you never give up and you just keep pushing forward, you know, you're always going to have obstacles and haters and all kinds of things. But I think if you don't give up, you'll eventually get to a higher level where you're going to be hated on by higher level people. So it's you can always aspire to that, you know, to never stop. The obstacles never stop. You know, like I don't know if you saw George Lopez recently insulted some lady on stage, and you figure, you know, Lopez will be above that. Yeah, no, look it up. It was this thing because they were saying that he was against Trump for demeaning women, and now he's on stage demeaning women. So, but you know, it's comedy, you know, at the end of the day. But what I'm saying is, even though he's George Lopez at that higher level, it doesn't stop. You know, it doesn't change anything. Just like our struggles here at the, I don't know, lower levels, they're the same at a higher level. It's just that perspective.
We're all the same. Some people have more money than others. That's it. Money is the difference. Money is the key. But if somebody taught me to never give up, it's you, Q, because, man, you, first of all, you try everything. I mean, you tell me, you're like, I'm just going to go for all of it. I'm not going to focus on just one thing. I'm going to try it all, and something's going to stick. And I've never seen anybody working so hard at just going for it, man. Just like, this is what I want to do, and I'm just going to go for it. And you know, honestly, the random text that you send me to never give up, what are you doing, no excuses, like that really sometimes pushes me to do stuff and to write more and to get out there and not to give up, because it's very easy to do that, especially in my case when you're taking care of somebody and you don't see the end of it, you know, it's like an ongoing 24/7 thing and you're thinking in your head, oh my gosh, this is going to be forever, you know, this is going to be the rest of my life. I'm going to sleep with my mother for the rest of my life, you know? So,
well, thank you for those kind words, but the truth is that you have a lot of talent and you are a hard worker, and the fact that you have dedicated, basically sacrificed a lot of your career goals to take care of your mother, it just speaks so highly of your character. I think there's a lot of people that wouldn't be able to make that sacrifice. Even if they tried at first, they would have given up, you know, and not giving up isn't necessarily just on your career, but even on your family and your mother, and doing that it's amazing. And I think a lot of people wouldn't be able to hang. So I think all this is doing is preparing you for something bigger. And when that bigger thing comes, you're going to be so prepared because you've gone to the gym of life and you've struggled and you fought and you finally got to the place where you're going to deserve to be, rather than, you know, just being there out of sheer luck. But, you know, I want to switch really quick because I want to talk about this. Los Boricuas, and then there's the other one, Los Boricuas, all of that. But because some of these comments are really, really off the hook. Like there's some that, you know, most people like it. I'm going to tell you right now, it's about 4,352 likes on YouTube. And 654 dislikes. So that it's a big, obviously most people like it. But the dislikes are hard dislikes.
they're mean.
They're like attacking you. But what's one
if
that
I
you
really...
remember that touched you?
Oh my God. There's so many of them, Q, that I like.
But one that comes to mind, so that way I know that you really it took it to heart because you'll remember it right now. Like, what's one that you're like, what?
Well, there was a couple of people who said that I needed Jesus in my life. That that there was something really wrong with me, that I needed Jesus in my life. There's another woman who just told me I was a whore. I was a big whore. And which is crazy to me because, like, I don't do anything whorish, you know? Like, I mean, it's not like I am picking up clothes. And then a lot of people did tell me that I needed to go to church and I needed Jesus in my life because of my language, of the way I was talking, and that nobody in Puerto Rico talks like that, which is completely untrue because I have a lot of friends who talk like that. And they're not, like, friends talking about, you know, CPAs and stuff. It's not just anybody.
Yeah. Well, a lot
what
of people,
are you reading?
I think, misunderstood. Well, I'm reading some of them. I think a lot of people go in that are not Puerto Rican that love the accent, and then there's other people that are not Puerto Rican that kind of hate, you know, and they start judging, like, who speaks better, you know, the Venezuelans speak better or whatever, and then you have the Dominicans, you know, that I don't know, there's one here in particular, you know, there's trolls sometimes, there's people that want to cause problems, but one of them started, you know, insulting, you know, this Dominican, I'm going to read it, this is what it said, los puertorricanos, well, I don't know if he meant to do that on purpose, los puertorricanos, or is some of the school system issues, los puertorricanos son primitivos al hablar el castellano, muy baja clase y vulgares. Plebeyos, los hijos de puta. That's his opinion. Your video caused this person to bring all his hate towards Puerto Ricans in his comment. And then some guy replied, and then Puerto Ricans obviously got to, you know, keep the pride up. So some guy said, mira, Dominicano apestoso, no insultes a nuestras mujeres, que las de tu país no se pueden comparar con las nuestras. And it just goes on and on. And I think better than the video art, like just reading through the comments as some of the people going back and forth.
You know, I used to get kind of offended and down because you put something out there. And in reality, I mean, do you want to tell the story of how we came up with this? Because it was really interesting. Do you want me to do it? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Like how we came. Okay. So I was in Puerto Rico, and I remember going to Walgreens and seeing all this. I took a picture, right, of a display, and they had, like, rum, and they had all sorts of different products from Puerto Rico. And so I started I started just like naming them, right? I think I like text you and I was just like rum, this, piraguas, la pava, you know. And you started texting me other things back and I started texting you other things back. And like that's how you came up with the idea and you said, we need to do a video of just phrases and things that remind Puerto Ricans who are outside of the island of who we are, because that's what happens when you've been away for so long and somebody tells you something about Puerto Rico, then you get all excited. Like, there's one Puerto Rican restaurant in Santa Rosa. And I was like, oh my God, as if I'd never eaten mofongo, or I hadn't just eaten mofongo in Orlando, which I did. But, you know, I came to Santa Rosa and I was like, oh my God, a Puerto Rican restaurant, we have to go. And like, that was one of the first things our family, we all did. We went there. And then we criticized their beans because they were pretty Mexican, you know, like, okay, but you know, it was just a part of you, and you're so far away, and you've been out for so long, and you haven't seen your family, and then all of a sudden it reminds you of childhood, you know, like, Dio Noel, right, Q? Like, that reminds you
yes.
of that. A really good memory.
Well,
and,
it's the Dio Noel is the... You know, things that people, it's very niche. It's not for everyone, obviously. It's basically for Puerto Ricans of a certain age as well, because I think Puerto Rico has changed a lot in some of the local things. But, you know, when you say Tio Noel, you know, which all of these things, remember, and even in our other series, Donde Está Samor, where we, you know, brought in a lot of these real Puerto Rican things, like Titi Chagua. You know, los helados Nevada, no, mantecados Nevada, helados Paico, or something. I don't remember what it was, but, you know, solote, la carita, de uva de chinita, qué rico son, los helados Nevada. Like, people will never, they'll never get it. You know, just like if we go to Mexico or El Salvador, they're probably going to have their own things that we won't get.
But that's the thing. Like, I see some of the comments here. I wonder if this woman, well, la tipa esta, if she's from Puerto Rico, because we don't talk like that, you know. And you're right. It's a generation thing, because now if you hear the generation, I see a lot of Puerto Rican comedies through the internet and all that, and I hear a lot of, you know, I did another series called En Belén, Belén, and the girl who was doing the series with me was very young, and so a lot of her lingo, the way they talk, Puerto Ricans have become very bilingual, by the way, with the way they talk. They'll like throw in English and Spanish, and that didn't happen when I was growing up at all. At least, I mean, you throw some stuff here and there, but it wasn't, it is right now. There's so much influence with the internet and TV. And you know, there's a lot of things that she remembered, but that I brought in that she was like, what? And then she was like, I don't know what you're talking about, you know. But it's a generational thing, and it's also, I don't know, it's where you grew up too, you know, I think. But yeah,
yeah,
it's,
no,
it's crazy.
And your education level too, you know, obviously, un jíbaro.
Right.
Which would be like a countryman kind of thing. You know, his education is going to be different at a different level than someone from the city. So, you know, it's going to vary from that. But reggaeton has changed a lot, too, of the language, you know, because some of the things that were not popular, you know, these songs have made it popular. And now the kids are talking a mixture of New Yorican Spanish with Puerto Rican slang, with a little bit of American slang. It's a mixture now. Puerto Rico, you know, it's always been a mix. Yeah, we definitely always been a mix. And then, so what's your plan? What's next? And I always tell you, like, man, like, you obviously have to move and you're taking care of business, but, you know, we will definitely be doing a lot of things, and I'm sure we will when the time comes. But what's your plan now that you're up there? How are you moving? Are you writing a book? What are you doing?
I've been doing some writing, and it's mostly about my experience. In my mind, I kind of want to do something for caretakers, and I kind of want to bring some humor to caretakers, because I like if you look on the internet, on YouTube or whatever, you know, sometimes we are in this emotional state of mind where we just want somebody to rescue us, you know. And so we start looking in the internet, is this going to last forever? How do I find happiness? You know, am I going to die from taking care of somebody for so long? You know, like things like that. It's true. Like things have go through your mind. And I haven't found anything that sort of that has a humor. But the thing is that you have to be really careful, because I remember putting some of this stuff, caretaking, in my stand-up, and sometimes it wouldn't go well because people thought I was making fun of my mom and her sickness, and that is not true. So it's, I'm trying to find a way where I can write it in a more personal way where it's my experience doing this. And my idea is that I would love to put something out there for other caretakers or even people to look at it and be like, wow, you know, you could take life with a good sense of humor and things just become different. You know, you see things in a very different way. I mean, I now spend my days going to, you know, a senior citizen social club with, you know, I'm surrounded with different patients of dementia, and you have no idea how funny that could be. And I'm sorry, I'm not making fun, but when you're in that situation, you know, and you explain a game a million times, and it just become a really funny situation. And, you know, it's kind of good to lighten things up in that way. So that's my goal. So I'm in between, like, doing a one-woman thing or doing something, some sort of webisode or episode, where I bring some humor to caretakers, because I think they all need it now that I'm, you know, I've been doing this for a couple of years. And I'm just still doing my comedy. I love to start featuring up here. I'm a little far away from the city, so it's kind of hard. But once we get our financial situation together, I think it'll be great. I think I can definitely start doing some featuring down there. I do have the experience.
Good.
Now, so.
I mean, I think that's the thing, is when you don't have to work. You know, it's like you don't have to hit the stage to constantly hone your skills, you know, like writing. And it doesn't have, you know,
right.
Comedians, you know, people expect you to be funny all the time. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, you go to a party, it's like they sometimes I'm out of somewhere and people will laugh and I didn't say anything funny, but just they expect me to say something funny. So whatever I say, they'll laugh. But really, comedians, we're really trouble people. You know, we have a lot of issues, and that's where the comedy comes from. It's from, if we were really
tragedy plus
doing
timing.
Great,
it's tragedy plus
exactly
timing. That's what comedy is. I mean,
exactly. If our life was great, that's not funny. Oh, I'm rich and I'm healthy. It's like that's not funny. That's you know, people hate that. Now you tell them you're broke or like that. You're dealing with you know, being a caretaker and how you know, how's your love life, by the way, now, you know, that you're going through all of this?
You see, I laugh. That's how my love life is going. Actually, I try to do some online dating up here, but first of all, it's really hard to get out of the house, and guys usually like to meet outside of my house, not surrounded by my family or my mom. And so that's been quite the challenge. Also, I'm finding it really hard competing with what guys are looking for up here. Up here, guys are very much into nature and, you know, the outdoors, mountain bike and all that stuff. And I'm like, camping. I'm like, listen, the most camping I've done is choosing Motel 6 from Hilton. You know, like, that's the most camping you're going to find me do. Like, outdoors, I'll go out to the stairs in front of my house and then come back in. You know, I'm not that kind of girl. So it's been a little difficult, to be honest, just trying to kind of be part of this world. It's different. It's way different from L.A. It's way different from Florida. But hopefully
is that your long way? Is that your long way of saying that you're single?
Yes, I'm very single, and if you don't mind sharing the bed with me and my beautiful mother, then yeah, I mean, hey, I'm open. I'm open to that. Did you call it a very...
Your mother...
A creative threesome.
Huh? But your mother, she doesn't have the movement, but she's aware what's going on. And, you know what I mean? She's not, like, spaced out. Like, she knows what's happening in life, right?
Yeah. I actually talk about that in my set where I say, you know, my mom, she had a stroke. She's not a moron. She's going to know if you're speaking right now.
Exactly. She knows. That's what I was getting to where, like, you can't just, like, try to, like, be slick about things. Like, she knows that if she could, she would just hit you with something. It's just, she probably is going to choose
pretty
not
much
to. But
pretty
so
much.
That's a hard situation, yeah. Yeah, you can't be in the closet for like 20 minutes, come out with your hair all messed up, thinking that your mom doesn't know what just happened.
Oh, trust me, I think the words will come to her mouth. Like, even though she hasn't spoken in 2 years, I think she'll say something. Like, then she'll be like, you know, she'll tell me the comments of así hablan los boricuas. You whore! You're not a Puerto Rican! You need Jesus in your life!
Are you sure that's not one of her comments? You should really look into who left that comment. It might have been her. Now, she might have been the one. She's trying to give you a message, and she can only do it through that comment. So it's always such a pleasure talking to you. And you know, there's so much to talk about always. And if people don't know, go check out Así Hablamos Los Boricuas y Así Amamos Los Boricuas. And Donde Estás Amor. Basically, just look at any Brenda Lamberti thing on YouTube. You're going to really, really enjoy her. And then where can we find you? Where are you most active?
So I'm most active on Facebook, and you can send me a request of Brenda. I actually just changed my settings because I did I did this show, Stamparados in Mexico, and I got all these, like, weird requests from Mexico and Peru and all sorts of places. And I'm like, what's going on? And my account has been hacked. But I realized that I missed on all those fans. You know, I wasn't adding them because I wasn't getting the messages. But now I changed my settings. So you can definitely send me a message or add me on Facebook and then let me know if you heard me on Q's show. And then I'll definitely add you. But that's the best way to keep up with my shows and everything that I'm doing.
Okay. And are you active in anywhere else? Or is Facebook where you're most active, or you have Snapchat or anything?
My Twitter is linked to my Facebook, so that goes in there as well. And it's funny, Salserita, FUNNY, and then Salserita is in salsa dancing, or the salsa you put on your tacos, whatever you like to call it. But mostly that's what I'm doing right now. I'm not doing much of Snapchat or anything. And it's mostly because my iPhone has a terrible storage plan, so I can't add any more apps.
Don't tell me you still got the iPhone too.
No, I got the flip phone. Is that?
Well, thank you so much for checking in and calling in, and you know, keep going, keep moving. I'm sure people, we're gonna see you more. We're gonna see more of you. Looking forward to your book. You already committed to everyone listening that's what you're doing. So that's, now you got to follow through on that. And people feel free to ask her about it. And anything else? We got about 20 seconds here.
No, I mean, really just follow me and stay tuned because I know some really good stuff is going to happen. And I just want to thank you because he always has such faith in me and really pushes me to keep forward and doing things. So, and I really just, if anybody knows about me that's been listening, I thank you so much for following me and being so supportive because it just really means the world to us artists. So thank you.
Well, thank you. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.